Buddy Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. It's a beautiful first weekend of November. Daytime highs here in the Valley of the Sun, mid-80s. But by Monday and Election Day, we are warmer once again, 90 degrees. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 67 degrees.
Have you looked in your jewelry box lately? If you're like most people, chances are you'll have all kinds of jewelry, gems, and diamonds that you no longer wear, or watches that no longer work. If these items would be more valuable to you as cash, come to London Gold, the jewelry store smart shoppers have trusted for over 30 years. With gold at an all-time high, now is the time to let London Gold buy from you. Stop by one of our three valley-wide locations where our precious metal specialists are always on hand to evaluate your items. We will carefully test and examine each piece to determine its weight and current market value. Then we will make you an offer. If you accept, we'll pay you on the spot, and there's never any pressure to sell. Walk away anytime. No charge, no hassle. And if something in our showroom catches your eye, you can take advantage of our 20% bonus offer towards a new purchase. Imagine, in one visit, you can trade in old style for new ones and take home cash to boot.
London Gold, it's the best.
It's the third annual Scottsdale Super Expo coming November 3rd and 4th at Westworld of Scottsdale. It's a family weekend of fun showcasing the Home and Garden Show, Health and Fitness Expo, food and wine tastings, over 50 adoptable pets, and a car show benefiting the Arizona Animal Welfare League. Come spend the day at the Scottsdale Super Expo November 3rd and 4th at Westworld. Discount tickets and parking information at exposaz.com. That's exposaz.com.
Now, live from the downtown studios of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's time for The Pulse, Arizona's healthcare radio show. Your voice for healthcare issues locally, around the state, and across the nation. Here now, consultant, advocate, and provider of healthcare services in Arizona, Elizabeth Singleton.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to The Pulse. I'm Elizabeth Singleton, and you're listening live to us coming from KFNX 1100. AM. And this morning we just want to talk about in honors of Veterans Day. You know, there are a lot of individuals who are out there suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and today we have calling in from Portland, Webby O'Brien, who is the author of Love Our Vets, and she's also a wife of a veteran, and I have with me too as well, who will be co-hosting with me, Cora Zernicki. She is also an ex-military's wife who suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. And thank you, ladies, for joining me in studio and by phone.
Thank you.
So, Webby, I'm going to start with you, and I understand that you wrote this book because you are a military wife, and with the Army diagnosing, you know, 76,000 soldiers with PTSD between 2000 and 2011, this book was very important for you to write. But I just want you to share with our audience a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay. Oh, and I would like to just comment on what you just said, too. The diagnoses actually are way lower than the actual incidents.
Okay.
So when you read statistics, mm-hmm. you can add a lot to them because there's a lot more going on than actually gets figured into those numbers. But, yeah, I am very happily married to my veteran. He is a Vietnam veteran. And it was several years ago. This is second marriage for both of us. And several years ago when we started seeing each other, I just didn't, you know, he told me he had PTSD, and at first I thought, well, what's that, like a radio station or something? And I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided I better learn, and I needed to know what I was getting into. He's a wonderful guy with a good heart, but lots of issues that I was not familiar with, and I was scared. And he was afraid to commit, and we were both afraid. And And so I started learning, and I took some classes at the VA and joined some groups and started reading up, and I can tell you more about that as we get going. But the short version of that story is the more we learned and the more we went to counseling and the more we know exactly what it is that the challenges are, at this point, being married all these years, I have never been more deeply fulfilled, and I thank God for the privilege of loving him and being loved by him. But we know what the challenges are, and like anybody, you know, a lot of what we're going to be talking about today will apply to anybody who has difficult challenges in their relationship or anybody who is a caregiver to someone with special needs. So I'm sharing today the things that I have been learning and that those around me, I've been taking notes for several years from other loved ones and wives of veterans who have similar struggles and what they're learning and the things that are helpful, and just kind of put them all together in the book Love Our Vets, and just want to be able to share that.
So for our audience who don't know what post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD is, can you share the explanation of that?
Okay. And as you gave some statistics a few minutes ago, another one is that there's over a million people in the U.S. right now who have post-traumatic stress disorder. And what it is, it results from a severe trauma. It could be an automobile accident, an assault, a tragic loss of a loved one, witnessing a horrific event, anything that's horrible and shocking. And, of course, all these guys who have seen war, some have witnessed more horrific, horrendous things than others, but they've all been affected. And what happens is after the trauma, it overwhelms the person's ability to cope. You may have heard of old terms, shell shock and battle fatigue, but we call it PTSD now. But the atrocities that our veterans, and happy Veterans Day to every one of them, much deserved, the things that they went through are often too horrendous to even talk about. And in a lot of cases, they are locked away safely, I put that quote unquote, in the deepest parts of their memory. And so what happens is for the rest of their lives, every day, every night, they live as if the impending crisis could reoccur at any moment. They live in constant fear that they're going to be attacked at any moment. So when something triggers them, it could be, you know, a Veterans Day holiday. It could be a backfiring car. It could be noisy kids. It could be a smell. It could be the weather. They have no reserve with which to handle it in a healthy way as others might. So basically, it's severely impacts the person's ability to cope as a normal person might.
Now, you know, people say someone with post-traumatic stress disorder may be, and as you stated, may have experienced something, you know, as far as trauma or overseas right now with the wars that we have. But is there a procedure that we should be taking prior to someone being deployed? Or someone who has been deployed for a long time, maybe there's some type of treatment or service that they could be provided with in the meantime.
So are you kind of thinking as far as preventive measures?
Correct.
Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful. I would say, just off the top of my head, having them aware of the possibilities and the potential.
Mm-hmm.
So that if it happens, they're not beating themselves up or wondering what did I do wrong or going immediately to substance abuse or suicide, which is happening all the time now.
Correct.
It's coming back. And so to somehow have realistic expectations as to, you know, they all know going into it that they can get physically wounded, but nobody really stops to think about the severity of all the other wounds, that the emotional and the brain, it literally physically affects the brain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump in here for a second because I have a little bit different insight on that. Mm-hmm. My ex was in the military for a long time, was served a tour in Iraq. When he came back and got out, he was diagnosed through the VA here with PTSD. And how it was explained to us at the time was that when you are in, he was in Iraq for 13 months. When you are in extreme danger, your body produces adrenaline or a chemical that helps you cope with your surroundings and helps you live and survive during that time of extreme stress. So mm-hmm. what PTSD is, when you are no longer in that dangerous situation, your body, you know, like when a car backfires, or in my instance, it was my kids jumping on a landing of stairs at my parents' house, and he jumped off of the couch and ran over there to see what it was. It's things that trigger this adrenaline surge in your body that your brain doesn't need anymore because you're not in a dangerous situation. So it's really kind of an overage of chemicals in your body mm-hmm. that helps you relate. So PTSD is you're still in survival mode. Your body's still creating these chemicals, but you don't need them anymore because of your environment being different.
Right.
So to prevent that, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if there is a way to prevent that.
Is there a treatment for PTSD?
There are tons of things out there and lots of claims. You go on the internet, you go to Facebook, and there's a lot of things there. There's a lot of things in process. Cora, what's your experience in that realm?
Well, being through the VA or of Western medicine, of course, their first reaction is always medication. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are put on meds and counseling. Counseling is very common. Unfortunately, that's very difficult at the VA to get in sometimes, and you have to wait for a long period of time. But they do sure. try to make priority spots available for those with more severe instances, but meds is usually the answer.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break and find more. Hopefully we can just discuss the book as well. You're listening to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. We'll be back after the break.
For it. He's back. Michael Savage, nights 7 to 9. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I have the answer. Call me for this link and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient-dense, locally grown produce, and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma Culture is our name, and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601.
I love you, son, so it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the total transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-800-241-1419. 1-800-241-1419. Call now. 1-800-241-1419. 1-800-241-1419.
Who's the conservative voice for Scottsdale City Council? Guy Phillips.
Hi, folks. Guy Phillips for Scottsdale City Council. Local government mirrors national government, and Scottsdale is no exception. It's time to get rid of the Agenda 21 sustainable growth progressives that infiltrated our local government. Spread the word that there is a conservative, resident-friendly candidate who has the backbone to protect and defend our quality of life.
Local elections matter. Vote Guy Phillips for Scottsdale City Council. Visit ScottsdaleAdvocates.com.
Paid for by committee to elect Guy Phillips.
Join the fun and a few special guests on a mission from God for Saturday Night Alive on October 6th, benefiting Catholic Charities. Buy one ticket by September 27th. Receive a second one free. Call 602-650-4827. That's 602-650-4827.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton, and today we are talking with author and counselor Webby O'Brien. She is the author of Love Our Vets. And we also have Cara Nicky with us, and Karen, I'm saying it all wrong. Cara Nicky is Nicky Zarnicky. I'm so sorry.
Say that 5 times fast.
She's also a wife of a military vet who suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. So as we were talking when we left the break, we were talking about, you know, treatment and preventative measures. But I just want to say that with this book that you wrote, Webby, it seems like this is more of a healing path and a life story for you. But before we go into that, how would a loved one help their vet or someone they feel that may be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, first of all start seeing the signs, mm-hmm. which would be some of the signs that are typical are flashbacks and avoidance, numbing, any ways there can be numbing to the feelings, putting up walls, withdrawing. There's that hypervigilance, irritability, easily startled, memory blocks, bursts of anger or emotions, difficulty sleeping, and nightmares is a real common one. Fear, depression, anxiety, locking up the house and checking it 10 times before going to bed, substance abuse, addictive behaviors, all those things, difficulty holding a job, relationship problems, and there's a lot of cases where the loved ones say, you know, there's a problem here, but the vet denies it or just mm-hmm. doesn't want to deal with it or just won't face it. So that's a hard thing when you know your vet needs help and maybe they're not willing to, but definitely you want to encourage them. Is it Kara?
Yes, Kara.
As Kara said, to try to go to the VA and get counseling and get help, or if you've got a good doctor or a good minister, but counseling is important. There's resources all over the internet and these Facebook pages that are, I'm just very impressed with some of the Facebook sites that are out there right now, Military with PTSD, mm-hmm. Living with TBI and PTSD, and the conversations and the support and the insights that go on out there, and you can, you know, remain anonymous, but to help encourage them to get help and to connect with others. There's, as you mentioned, Elizabeth, their healing path needs to include connection mm-hmm. with others. Others mm-hmm. who are healthy enough to be able to support you, not pull you back down into the hole, but so to be looking for that connection, not only for your vet, but my focus is for yourself as the loved ones. And if the vet chooses not to get help and not to work on his stuff and not to make healthy choices, we as the loved ones desperately need to do that. We can't fix them. It will never go away, but we need to not let our caretaking role define us. We need to make healthy choices and be fulfilled in our lives and listen to our needs as we love our vets.
Well, I want to ask this question before we get more into your book, and this can go to either one of you ladies. Some people wonder why there's some soldiers that come back and they seem to have no issues or no signs, and then there's some that do and may be diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. What is the difference? Is it just each person deals with the situations differently, or Cora, remember you mentioning something about how some people can push those feelings down and live their life on, and others can't.
Yeah. Well, and one of the big things is, what was their life like before they had the trauma?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did they come from a dysfunctional home, and did they have few coping skills going in, and was there maybe some trauma at home first? That definitely just kind of multiplies the PTSD and makes them ripe for that. That's one thing. Kara, did you have some other thoughts on that?
That's a very good point, because I noticed in my situation what it affected was communication. And like you said, if there's not good coping skills, because I know that in my situation, he had some traumatic things happen as a child. So those coping skills and those communication skills were not there. Very passive aggressive anyway, and kind of in denial about things and repressed things to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. He was ripe for that. As far as what, what dictates who is affected by it and who's not, I remember I was in Germany at the time when he was deployed, and I remember setting up a counseling session with one of the base counselors whose specialty was PTSD, and he had worked with veterans from Vietnam era and had studied for years on that. And he was telling us, we were talking about how to cope with our soldiers when they came back, how to help them, how to be understanding of things that they were going through, warning signs, that type of thing. And one of the things that he was saying is that it is repressed often. And there are instances where he's had clients who were in Vietnam and came back and they worked, had a very, productive life, and they were not having any symptoms of PTSD until they retired. And when they retired and they slowed down and their brain slowed down and they weren't constantly keeping themselves busy, which is basically the same as drinking and all these other things. You're just keeping your mind occupied, whether you become a workaholic or an alcoholic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And once the mind slows down, these issues and these feelings and these thoughts and these flashbacks start to surface, because your mind, and that's part of the reason for the dreams too, mm-hmm. is because when you're settled at night, your mind is able to deal with things that you won't let it deal with during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So there are instances where people come back and they don't seem to have any issues, but you don't know long term whether they will or not.
Right.
And go ahead.
Well, in Love Our Vets, I was thinking about too that some of the things that people say that are just kind of crazy. One person said, "Oh, I had PTSD, but I got over it."
Yeah.
It's like, well, I think maybe not, or maybe you've stifled it or something. That, yeah, we got to love our vets and take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So was that person who was stating it, is there treatment is it a lifelong issue?
It's lifelong. Yes, mm-hmm. it's a lifelong issue, and definitely things can improve.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. The neurological pathways in the brain can actually physiologically change, and the key that they're finding is connection with others, that love, that connection with God, and the communication, as Kara mentioned, the communication and the coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
Can improve. It will never, ever totally go away. But when our brave veterans, and men and women, mm-hmm. get this too, when they're willing to look at it and work it through and have somebody by their side to love and support them who is also taking care of their own needs.
Correct.
Life begins to actually become much better, and the numbing goes away, and you can start to feel alive. And that's the hope that I want. That's my message. There's so much negativity out there, mm-hmm. and depression, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote Love Our Vets, because I'm living it, and I'm seeing it around me that there is hope, and it there can be a healing path. As you said, Elizabeth, it's never complete, but it's a journey.
Well,
I was just going to say, I think one of the things that has changed from now when we're seeing soldiers come back from Afghanistan and Iraq and all these places that they're deployed right now versus Vietnam is that there was a stigma to having PTSD then. And there are a lot of people, and I think this is the reason that the numbers are so different for those that are actually diagnosed to those who actually suffer from it. There's a stigma about it. And in the military, you're supposed to be macho and you're not supposed to have issues like that. And you're not supposed to struggle with seeing things that you probably should never have seen in your life. And the stigma is slowly changing, but I think it's still there.
Well, you're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. We'll return after the break.
Ingram Mornings, Neil Bortz, Mike Huckabee Middays, Lars Larson Afternoons on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike DeCara at the White House. The city of New York is beginning to light up again.
I was sound asleep, and all of a sudden I heard voices. It was my radio, and of course I woke up and went, oh, the lights are on.
Hallelujah. As soon as it came on, I couldn't believe it.
Power is slowly coming back to the region, but the number of outages still number more than a million in New York and New Jersey. Retail economic analyst Heatha Prabhakar says federal officials are allowing oil tankers to come directly into New York Harbor to expedite the delivery of fuel.
Janet Napolitano signed the Jones Act that said that they're going to allow oil tankers to come through into New York Harbor from the Gulf of Mexico. So that's going to ease the pain at the pump a little bit. Right now, gas prices in New York State, we're averaging at about $4.
After days of insisting the New York City Marathon would go on as planned Sunday, Mayor Michael Bloomberg canceled the race after sharp criticism from residents who said it was wrong to divert resources to the race while people were still suffering. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. It's a beautiful first weekend of November. Daytime highs here in the Valley of the Sun, mid-80s. But by Monday and Election Day, we are warmer once again, 90 degrees. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 72 degrees.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150.
Listen to All Things Firearms, Pete Kruger's Talking Guns, at noon every Sunday, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi, I'm Chris Codinas, licensed professional counselor and owner of AHA Counseling AZ. If you are looking for a counselor who is a real person, who has been there and done that, and who has a sense of humor and is not afraid to use it, then I am the counselor for you. I'm eclectic in my approach, and I try to make counseling as fun as possible. To schedule an appointment, please give me a call at 480-772-2561. That's 480-772-2561. Hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a job. I'm wondering if you guys do random drug testing for employees.
No, we don't.
Sweet. I'll be right over.
70% of drug users are employed.
Don't be a magnet for unproductive employees. Call ArcPoint Labs in Tempe for reliable and confidential drug and alcohol testing. Call 602-753-2901. That's ArcPoint Labs, 602-753-2901.
If you've taken glucosamine for sore joints and really haven't noticed anything, it's no surprise. A recent scientific study says that glucosamine, chondroitin, and combinations are no better for joint pain than a placebo. So don't rely on hope alone. Nova Joint offers fast help for sore joints in just 2 weeks, sometimes sooner. Don't wait. Feel great. Get a deal on Nova Joint with coupon code Laura, L-A-U-R-A, or save on 3 bottles with Laura 3. Visit NovaJoint.com or save time and shipping costs by buying locally at Healthy Habit Health Foods in Phoenix and love how you feel.
Hey, I'm Don McDowell. Join me every Sunday morning, 7 to 9, for Shake, Rattle, and Troll, Arizona's only exclusive fishing show. A look at local, regional, national tournaments, recreational fishing, freshwater, saltwater, and beyond. Shake, Rattle, and Troll is brought to you by Bill Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, Sunday morning, 7 to 9, right here on KFNX at 1100.
Hello, welcome back to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. You're listening to us on Independent Talk Radio, 1100 KFNX. We are talking about, prior to the break, we were talking with author Webby O'Brien, who wrote Love Our Vets, Restoring Hopes for Families of Veterans with PTSD. And we haven't really touched on the book, and the book really focused on families. And, it seems like it's more of your life story. So what brought you, you've mentioned a little bit in the early part of the show, and we've been really talking about understanding or what post-traumatic stress disorder is, but kind of tell me, what was the purpose of you writing this book, and what it, does it mean to you and your family?
It actually is not my life story as such, because I think that would probably be boring to most people. So what I've really done in this book is set it up in 3 different sections, and I've kept track of questions that I had myself, actually, yes, in my story and on my journey, what, problems, challenges, and the that I was hearing from others in our Love Our Vets support group. I did initiate that because I realized that after we went to those wonderful classes at the VA, they just cut us loose, and we were just out there flailing around on our own, and there really wasn't much material back then. And so I started that Love Our Vet support group, and that's just been a godsend for all of us. But so just listening to all the other wives and mothers and loved ones and relatives and all the questions, and I wrote those down and just tried to provide some really practical, helpful answers. There's like 60 questions in the book that people have posed over the years and that are really pertinent specifically to the unique needs of the loved ones of these veterans.
And what were some of those questions that the loved ones would ask you?
How does his or her PTSD affect me? How do I survive Veterans Day and other patriotic holidays? I have a terrible time sleeping with them because of the thrashing and the nightmares. How can I help him sleep better so I can sleep better? Why are they unable to handle conflict like normal couples? And just what are the rules for conflict when PTSD is a factor? Why are they so affected by the weather? And how do I keep myself from being negatively affected too? So basically, the Love Our Vets book is a collection of all the things I've gleaned from my journey and those around me. There's a whole section in the middle on taking care of us. That's the biggest thing that I struggle with and that I see in those around me, is that for anybody who's in a caregiving role, we can burn out so quickly because our whole life becomes consumed with trying to help that other person. And then you burn out, and you're no good to anyone. So focusing on being more mindful of what do I need, how can I take care of myself in a healthy way. I've got a 21-item checklist in there with them. It's kind of a self-survey, and it's kind of a fun way to just stop and think, you know, am I getting these needs met? And then the other part of it is little excerpts from a whole collection of other people little stories of theirs, little quotes that have been helpful. So it's kind of this gold mine of different things you can kind of jump around and find questions that are answered and things to help yourself. And all of us, I'm sure Kara too, we're all on a learning, healing, growing journey and with our vets. Mm-hmm. And the more we can learn about it and know what we're dealing with and how we can have triumphs in the day-to-day challenges, then that's the hope and that's the growth. And you know what? Just between you and me, I really like who I am in spite of all the challenges in the last few years. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I would do it all over again.
Well, when, you know, there are some people, and I've seen a couple of shows where the family member kind of lived in fear, and because I don't think they really understood what was going on, and it showed that you constantly hear this, they're not the same person as when they left. This mm-hmm. person is a different person. How do I cope with them? How do I talk to them? How do I deal with them?
Mm-hmm.
And what are some suggestions for individuals who feel like, you know, should I be afraid? Should I leave? What should I do?
Yeah, I think bottom line is you got to take care of yourself and your kids. If there's any danger of abuse or danger, then you need to get out and get help for you and help for your vet. That's healthy boundaries are important as mm-hmm. they are in any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But being mindful of what we need and you know, they've got the thing too, and I'm sure Kara's heard of this too. It's sometimes they call it vicarious trauma, but those of us who live with someone who has PTSD gradually take on the trauma. And it affects us on every level, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and psychologically. And we find ourselves struggling with some of the same symptoms that they do. And to know that is something that is kind of common, and to be aware of that and to be careful not to just kind of lose your whole self in trying to fix them, because there is no fix. Mm-hmm. But we are able to take care of our needs.
Well, how would someone get help for someone who's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder? And how do you just even begin talking to them?
That's a good place. Begin talking with them. You know, one of the things that was helpful, I still go to counseling personally just for myself. And one of the things I learned early on was sometimes to just sit with them. And just hold them and just be there. There is so much healing when there is that connection and just listening and caring and saying, do you feel like talking about it? I'm here to listen when you do. Just know I'm here for you. I'm not going to fix you, but I'm here to love you and support you and help you find resources. But just sitting and listening, not forcing anything, but just being there. And some vets will take you up on that, and you will hear things you wish you hadn't. But your heart will be broken, and you'll be consumed with compassion, and you will understand why they are the way they are. And most of these guys, they were just boys when they went through all this.
Mm-hmm.
And it breaks your hearts. Or if the women, you know, just most of them were young people. And that compassion is very powerful.
And when you talk about talking with them and starting off, because, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of clear information about post-traumatic stress disorder. It has all this stigma around it. And like Kara said before, a lot of people don't want to talk about it, especially if you're in the military. You're supposed to be strong. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be, you know, above all of these things. And, you know, the first thing, I don't want to be crazy. I don't want to be seen as a person that
weak.
Yeah, weak. And what if there is just no talking to them? And what's the other step for getting help? And did you have a problem with that, Kara?
Well, I found the VA to be a good resource. you know, we moved from Germany back to Phoenix, and he got out of the military after his tour in Iraq. So for us, it was very difficult to find resources here. They do see, on the counseling side of things, veterans at the VA, but not spouses. Mm-hmm. I had no resources, and we were in a community where there were no other people that we knew who had experienced what we had experienced. Mm-hmm. And that was very difficult. That was very difficult. I remember at the VA one time going into one of his counseling sessions with him, and the counselor basically said, "I'm not supposed to see a spouse. You know, we're not authorized to see a spouse, but I'll listen to you." Mm-hmm. And that was it. That one time, 30 minutes, was the only time I was ever able to talk to anybody about that. Mm-hmm. And
so Webby, your book gives that some of those tools for the family mm-hmm. members.
And she hit the nail on the head. Thank mm-hmm. you, Kara. That's exactly what we're all experiencing. The VA cannot even keep up with the veterans.
No.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
overwhelmed with the veterans. They're having to outsource counselors.
Yeah.
And so, let alone the families, the loved ones, the wives, there's nothing there. Bless her heart, Patience Mason was the lifesaver for all of us for a while. She was the only one that was out there writing about this, and that mm-hmm. was helpful. And so that is why I put together the book Love Our Vets, because I want us to know that we're not alone,
right.
we're not crazy, and to have that lifeline of just, there's a lot of us out here, and we do love our vets, but we also need to take care of ourselves at the same time, and in practical, fun ways.
You're listening to The Pulse on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. We'll return after the break.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150.
You are invited to listen to Follow the Bible at 6 p.m. every Sunday evening. Our program offers practical encouragement from the Word of God, which is our ultimate authority and source for spiritual growth. You can also find us anytime on the web at followthebibleministries.com.
You asked for it. He's back. Michael Savage, nights 7 to 9. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Complete, the trusted company since 1973 that captures and creates your lifelong memories. Whether through our highly trained DJs or our beautiful video and photos, Complete brings the best to your day. Don't forget to reserve your photo booth for extra fun. Check out our website at phoenixdjvideophoto.com or call today at 480-403-1179. That's 480-403-1179. Ensuring your lifelong memories. Complete, we do.
For your organization or business to survive in these challenging times, you'll need cutting-edge information. The Keylight Company is a psychological business consultation firm. Keylight offers executive coaching, organizational development, seminars, ghostwriting services, and public speaking. Mention KFNX and receive a 20% discount. For business consultation, call the Keylight Company today, 323-935-5775. That's 323-935-5775.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. And today we have on the phone our guest, Webby O'Brien, who wrote Love Our Vets, Restoring Hopes for Families of Veterans. Restoring Hopes for Families of Veterans with Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. And Kara Czarnecki, who is a former wife of a vet suffering from PTSD.
That's a mouthful.
Can't speak today.
Right.
Yes, these titles are getting very long here. So, but you know, before we went to the break, you know, you guys brought up some good points about the resources out there for wives and families and, you know, the struggles that you guys had. And, you know, as a family member, I don't know what it feels like. My sister was in the military, but she only served several years, one term, and she returned, but she wasn't in any battles or anything, right, in any war, so she didn't experience that. So I really wouldn't know, but I do understand someone going through trauma and how difficult that was to be able to be a support to them and trying to understand their feelings, because it's really hard to understand their feelings.
Well, and oftentimes they don't understand their feelings.
Yeah. And just getting the support of others and the support of wives or support of, you know, anybody, especially when there's some type of stigma that goes along with the person's diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what I've found in going over your book, and it's geared towards answering some questions for family members. And but where does someone start, and some of the tips you would give them, and just being able, again, you know, you talked about taking care of yourself, but, you know, is the first thing to do is to run, or is it to just wait it out?
No, we'd like to run because that seems like an easy solution. Wait it out isn't necessarily always a solution either. I wish there was one blanket answer I could give you, but you got to read the book, Love Our Vets, number one. Of course, I got to squeeze that in.
Yes.
Definitely read the book, and you can find us on loveourvets.org. And I've got a great blog going that is really been good in addition to the book. But learning what you can, talking to others, connecting with people on Facebook or in a Love Our Vets support group or classes up at the VA, some of the vet centers, which are kind of outshoots of the VA, have some significant others and spouse support classes. They're starting to try to do more of those. But learning what you can and being mindful of your own needs and working with a counselor if you can. Even I was just so blessed that my particular counselor happened to be an expert in PTSD, and he's been just a real help along the way. My cheerleader and my coach. In fact, he wrote the foreword to Love Our Vets. So trying to take care of yourself, and the thing of it that helps me the most is to remember I can show love to my vet, Love Our Vets, while at the same time I take care of myself. Myself, yeah, I can't even talk. See, that means I'm not. I think low blood sugar or something.
Me, myself,
but,
and I am struggling with a terrible cold, it feels like, but
I'm great this morning.
Okay.
I'm glad to be alive today. I'm definitely thankful, and I'm thankful that we are all here today, you know.
Yes.
So, and we can give this support to our veterans, because, you know, there's just this lacking. I just feel it's,
I'll tell you what's depressing is to go into the store and find that there's only two greeting cards there for Veterans Day and a Brazilian for Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed in the several stores I went into. The veterans are not being honored the way they should.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. No, I think that we have cut back. We don't, you know, when we can't say the Pledge of Allegiance in our classrooms, and we can't, you know, here's vets who've given their lives. And I don't really want to get political on this one, but they've given their lives, they've sacrificed their family and their family times for your freedoms. And we have two cards, or we don't talk about how thankful it shouldn't just be just one day a year. It should be every single day. We should be thankful that we are alive, that someone gave their life, someone fought for us, because we may think it's not our war, but you know, they're still out there, and we still need to be supportive.
That for granted.
Yeah.
We take it for granted. And I think we ought to honor our veterans and their families, because the families are sacrificing daily also.
Absolutely.
They are. And the little that we put towards, and I used to always think that there should be some more support given to a wife or a family member who is at home and their vet is overseas, and they're you never know when you're going to get a call or someone at your door, or you may get someone that comes home who may be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And then you have to, you know, be the support that they need. And then it just, they're just left to the curve.
Right.
No support.
We honor them. Honor the loved ones, the wives, the family members, and the veterans.
There should be, you know, when I think about it, I am thankful for any and all veterans who served today, who have died, who are still out there serving. You know, I'm so thankful for the freedoms that you've given me, and I'm thankful that there's people like you, Webby, and Kara, that are out there still helping others deal and cope with surviving through this. Because I don't know if it's the right word to say survive, but, you know, they need the support, and we just can't leave them behind. And the wives can't be left behind. The family members can't be left behind. Because
no, but we can grow and we can learn. It'll always be there. But when we love our vets and we love ourselves, we can see growth and we can see fulfillment. Everybody brings brokenness and woundedness to their relationships. We all do.
Right.
And with the PTSD, the benefit to this is that we kind of, we know what we have to deal with, and that's when we can all know what that is and work with it and be able to talk about it, talk about the PTSD instead
Correct.
Of your PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
It's we're together in this.
Yeah.
And we're going to win.
So if someone wanted to, you know, read your book or purchase your book, where could they go to find it?
Okay, it's called Love Our Vets. And it's, you can just go right on Amazon and type in Love Our Vets, and it'll pop up. Or you can go to our website, and that's loveourvets.org. loveourvets.org.
Now, are they able to communicate with you there? Is there a contact?
Yes.
Okay.
I would absolutely love to hear from people. You can find me on Facebook, and you can email me. And if you want to try to find a way to connect with others, that's my dream, is to try to facilitate kind of this connection. People, like Kara mentioned, where she didn't know anybody for a while there, where she could just talk and communicate. And I've got a list of people that are ready and willing to be pen pals or phone pals, and so to connect each other. And Love Our Vets just was released this week, so it's just brand new, and it's available in Kindle or in paperback. Mm. And Amazon has some really good deals right now.
And I, you know, before we go, we only have a few minutes before the show ends. Just if you can just give some advice for our family members and our vets who are suffering. You know, if you just would express yourself for a few minutes, and then Cora, you could do the same if you would like before we end the show. Just some last thoughts.
Okay. Well, I can share the secret for me, even though there's no magic pill or magic fix. And if I had to narrow it down to a formula, it would be two things: connection with God and connection with others. Sometimes we call that faith and love. And this is not a religious book. However, I personally would not have been able to make it through without God.
That's good.
So I would encourage everybody at whatever point they are to be able to just reach up to your higher power or whoever, wherever you get your spiritual strength, and then to reach out in love, love our vets, and get the love we need by connecting with others who are in the same boat. People who don't live with PTSD don't get it, and there's no way you can really, really speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand. And so to connect with others who do and have that support and that encouragement and that positive focus is just a real lifeline.
Again, Kara, do you have anything to say?
No, I think that's a great note to end on.
I think it is, too. I just want to give a couple of resources before I go. As Webby mentioned before, there is a site or Facebook site, which is PTSD Survivors of America. Their mission is to educate, provide assistance, and help promote awareness regarding post-traumatic stress disorder. You can visit their Facebook site at PTSD Survivors of America, or their website at www.ptsdsoa.org. Again, you're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. I'm thankful that you joined us today. Go out today. Take a moment to celebrate your freedoms. Take a moment to be thankful to Yvette out there. Take a moment to be thankful for our first responders as well. There's a lot of people who are hurting, and they just need your support. Be thankful. Be thankful for your freedoms. This is The Pulse. We'll see you next week.
Are you one of the two-thirds in Phoenix underwater on your mortgage? Does stress about money keep you up at night? If so, there's a 10-year-old multi-million-dollar wellness company in Chandler that is thriving in this down economy. Over the past 3 years, they've experienced over 600% growth, and they're looking for motivated individuals just like you that want to earn extra income. They have full and part-time professionals making $500 to $100,000 a month. Nothing comes close to this opportunity. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Kelly from Washington. I made over $1,000 in my first month and over $25,000 in my first 90 days, and my income continues to skyrocket.
So call now, 800-494-1276. That's 800-494-1276, or visit thrivinginaz.com to learn more about this amazing company. Stop stressing about money. Improve your life with a company that has experienced over 600% growth. Call 800-494-1276. That's 800-494-1276, or visit thrivinginaz.com.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.